Yep.
So we were talking about directors, a toss up between like who do you pick, because they're all incredible, from Belfast with Kenneth Branagh. Drive My Car, we really like. Rokosuke Hamaguchi, Licorice Pizza with PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson, The Power of the Dog, the only female on the list, Jane Campion, and West Side Story to the genius Steven Spielberg. So it's any predictions, guys? Any predictions? Any winners?
Oh gosh,
And anyone is
it's
deserving
hard
of
to
the win.
say. I think Belfast, I think that Belfast will win, but I'm not too sure. My favorite personally was Ryosuke
Drive My Car.
Hamaguchi for Drive My Car. It's just the directing from my taste, it's amazing, but it's hard to say. Paul Thomas Anderson, incredible. Jane Champ Campion is amazing, and of course, Spielberg is Spielberg, just top notch with everything. So it's hard to say what people are going to choose.
And these and for the audience, like the audience doesn't get to vote for these. These are only Academy members that get to vote, so
Yeah,
their
it's not a
peers.
People's Choice Awards, which is too bad. It almost should be
Yeah, it
People's
probably
Choice
should be.
Awards.
Yeah.
But they pick, there's a lot of people in the Academy, and they all are, all from their disciplines,
So it's like you're the best, like to get this award, that's why it's so special to these people, because it's like all the other actors and directors and producers and writers and everyone votes for them. So it's a really special award.
I think so. Yeah,
Yeah.
it is pretty, and just joining the Academy is a very special thing, and
And we have
it's,
Academy member right here,
yeah,
Charlie Kemper.
you just feel a part of a something special, and it's a classy, it's a classy thing to be a part of.
It's
I think it's
beautiful.
pretty cool. But
So she has some music to go on, moving to the producer nominee, right?
the
Do we go to
producer
producers?
nominee, yeah,
Producers.
let's see.
Because without the producer, they're the ones that like put it all together, right? They're the ones that,
So
put the find the script. They're the ones that usually find the material and then put the director on it. Or sometimes the producer is the director or these,
yeah, exactly.
yeah,
So
and the writer.
this sound is exterior of the Academy Awards. Cheers for arriving stars. All right, let's speed it up. There we go. Thursday. Very Thursday. It was kind of fun or slow.
It's like you better vote for him. Yeah. So we're going to producers, right?
Producers, let's go to producers.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see, we got a
Because
list
that's my
here.
goal, is become a producer, an animation TV producer. Yeah.
Production design, that's a good one. Let's
Yeah.
see,
Or
vision,
where do we
writing.
write? We do writers
We could do
too.
writing. Let's see. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So what else are we gonna do?
Actor in a leading
Oh yeah, let's
role.
do best actors. Wanna do best actor? In a
Best
leading
actor.
role.
Yeah. So if I
Yeah.
want to call it out,
Yeah. Who wants to do it? Eric?
Javier Bardem, Benedict Cumberbatch, Andrew Garfield, Will Smith, and Denzel Washington.
Well, let's tell them what they're so.
Javier Bardem is for being the Ricardos. So, he's such a great actor. He won me over at No Country for Old Men as a murderer, and now he's playing, Lucy, I'm home. And a great actor. He did a great job. Benedict Cumberbatch, Power of the Dog. It was neat to see him be formidable and danger, like gnarly and nasty person. Like, he's always such a mystical, magical actor. Like,
Very po polished and
yeah,
proper,
the
a very
British.
proper British actor, being like this menacing, mean guy that has he's nasty, right? Right? That's his
He's
character.
nasty.
He's in
He's a bad guy in this
he's a bad
movie.
he's a villain. He's a
He's a
bad guy.
troubled soul, let's say.
The troubled
And
soul.
what's interesting is one of my favorite movies this year, Benedict was in, and it was one of the movies in here, but it's called I think The Electrical Life of Louis Juan, I think it's called, about a British painter that painted cats, and it was one of my favorite movies of the year. And I was kind of like bummed that you know, nobody's talking about it.
Oh.
Benedict's, you know, getting interviews about, you know, doing this character. But I really wanted to, if I was interviewing, I would bring up the other movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a great movie.
Yeah, he's, we love
worthy,
Cats.
Worthy of winning.
And he has a cool name, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. Yes. I do have a character named Mr. Benedict. So, oh, and good. Yeah, so maybe he can be the voice of it one day. It's Mr. Button's Magical Adventures. Ooh. Do you want to be? And it's a British toy soldier. So maybe Benedict will like, Marilyn, I want to do that like animation voiceover. And you're like, yeah. And you know, I have good sound. I have exceptional sound. I have the guys.
Library now.
So I just need my yes, right, you guys? So enough about like that. Okay, so Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom. We didn't even talk about this movie yet. So let's, so we talk about sound effects. We've been doing some booming sound effects.
Incredible musical.
Tick, tick, boom, tick, tick, boom, tick, 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 boom, boom, boom. Like, don't, I can't sing, you guys. So help me out, Eric.
Let's see.
Come on. They have guitars here. Break out the guitars. Come on, you guys.
Let's see. We got Whoosh Piano Scrape.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of scary. It has nothing to do with a really nice musical with great
piano. It's
kind
of musical in a way. Oh, this. There, yeah. That's musical.
Oh, yeah, it's hitting the piano. You know, the piano is so great because it has those 88 strings, and it's a great source for sound effects. Just a side note. I mean, many people know, but if you open up the sustain pedal and hit it and tap it, and if you find one that's going to be thrown away and you make sounds with it, it's incredible the type of sounds you could get from it.
So don't throw away those pianos, old pianos, broken pedal could be your career to sound. Yeah. So tick, tick, boom. Shall we, anybody want to share a little bit? Andrew Garfield, he's Spider-Man, right? Andrew Garfield, sorry. He's an English actor too, right?
Yeah. Amazing.
Do we have anybody but English actors these days? You know, because I'm Italian. I'd really like to see some Italian actors play a Italian TV series, you know. Even though I love my English actors, but it would be so lovely to have some Italians play those roles sometimes.
I mean, it's one of those musicals where you could tell that they spent so much time on creating the music and integration of the music with the storyline, and it's an incredible movie. I'm not a big musical person, but I did find this to be an incredibly crafted movie, just as good as any of the others.
So we have a lot of musicals. This is our second. So we have like West Side Story is a musical, and then Best Actor in a Leading Role is Andrew Garfield in Tick, Tick, Boom. And wait, can you, everyone, a little bit about Andrew Garfield, where he's from? Because
Andrew Garfield, gosh, what has he been in? He's pretty incredible. Another British actor, and incredible Spider-Man, you know, one of the favorite Spider-Mans of people, but he's just one of those guys. He's just so
versatile. And so this is probably nice for him to break out of that like iconic character that he plays, so he can show his acting chops.
Hacksaw Ridge, which is a whole different story. He was in Social Network, Never Let Me Go. You know,
he played Jim Baker in The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Yeah.
Oh,
which, and, you
it
know,
was just phenomenal.
He played Jim. This guy, this young kid played the husband.
Yes.
How did they pick that?
Perfect.
He was amazing. And supposedly I heard an interview. He said he never knew about Jim Baker until he got requested to be Jim Baker. So,
because he was an older preacher guy. So how did that
movie on its own? I mean, Tammy Faye, Jessica Chastain is. Eric and I adore her. We love her. She should win. You know, she's one of the people that could win for Best Actress easily. But this, his job of being Baker.
It was just spot on.
It's pretty incredible.
He could play the voice of Charlie the Dolphins, the Baker octopus dad. Yeah. So. So yeah, I'm casting my whole movie with like Oscar nominee actors. They don't even know. That's a producer's job, right?
I find it interesting how the British actors and actresses are having multiple roles in many different films and being nominated as well. Like Cumberbatch in 3 or 4 of, you know, he was in Marvel movies. He's like doing so much, and yet he's up for Best Actor in you know, and
Sherlock Holmes, Benedict is Sherlock Holmes. Like, yeah, hello, you're incredible. My Sherlock Holmes. And he's so incredible, Sherlock Holmes. But it's this is what I love. Like, this Andrew Garfield is like amazing. This Andrew Garfield is amazing. And he's up against his English buddy, Benedict Cumberbatch. Is there anyone that's not? We got Javier Bardem. Javier, mm-hmm. Does anyone know? He's
Javier.
Is he from Spain? Or? Yeah. Because we have like English, and then Will Smith, like from America, woohoo! And Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth. We got a Macbeth on there. So yes. We got King Richard, which is interesting because King Richard, you want to think of like, it almost comes to mind that it's a Shakespearean, but it's about Venus Williams, the tennis players. So we got some sound effects of a phone because that's tick, tick, boom, tick, 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 boom. The phone saying, oh, hey, yeah. You know, don't forget about Will Smith and King Richard. Yeah, absolutely. And then, so Will Smith is just incredible. You know, what more can we say? He's awesome as the dad.
Will Smith, oh, he's so good. He's such a good, you can tell he's a good dad just from the way he acts, you know, like he's incredible. And I think he really, he really made you feel the struggle that he had as a father of raising these two powerful people. And I just think, you know, he's my favorite on this list of definitely. That's just my personal take, but.
Yeah. And then we got Denzel Washington. Come on. It's Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel. He's got the coolest name. Shakespeare is like, you know,
The Tragedy of Macbeth.
He's incredible.
Which is hard.
Yeah, it's...
Especially for someone that's not English doing... Finally, we have an American doing an English English stuff. Yeah, finally. Yes, thank you, Denzel Washington. Because it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, The Tragedy of Macbeth, like...
He pulled it off. He wears a crown well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we... anybody... Yeah, so just do we have any music for The Tragedy of Macbeth? Do you want to do any music for that?
You know, that's a tough one. Let's see. While Macbeth. You're talking, I'll find
something. English. Oh, I'm English. Can you hire me? Because they get hired.
Oh, that is English.
That's pretty English.
That's so English. There it is. Oh, I think of England when I hear that.
Introducing
that's totally
The Tragedy of Macbeth.
There we go.
All we need is some coconuts.
And the winner for actor in a leading category in a leading role is you have to stay tuned and watch the Academies
it's Sunday, right?
On NBC? It's on NBC, right?
NBC, ABC.
I think ABC. ABC.
ABC.
ABC. 1, 2, 3.
Who should this all be on?
That might be the most English sounding thing I think I've heard in my life.
That was Monty Python English, right?
So should we do
actor in a supporting role, or should we go to actor?
No, the actors. It doesn't matter if you're a male or female this time. They just put it in one. So it's
actress in a leading role.
Okay, so let's do actress in a leading role. Yeah, actress in a leading role. We have Charlie's favorite. Jessica Chastain. How do you say her name properly?
Jessica
Chastain. The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Olivia Colman.
She's phenomenal.
The Lost Daughter. Mm-hmm. Penelope Cruz. Parallel Mothers. So her and her husband are up for awards. So a husband and wife, that's really nice.
Pretty amazing.
And she's so pretty. Oh my God. Nicole Kidman being the Ricardos. And Kristen Stewart. Now, this is Kristen Stewart as opposed to the Power of the Dog was Chris.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
This Kristen and Spencer as in Diana.
Yes,
Spencer.
Exactly. So, she played Diana and she did such a phenomenal job of
music
going through bulimia
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And Kristen Stewart. For Spencer. And
that's kind of like Monday Night Sports, but
yeah, that was kind of close. Like the Academy Awards.
And Nicole Kidman. And then we have Nicole Kidman, who she's like, oh my God, is she here every year?
Nicole Kidman.
She's Australian. Australian.
All of these women are just.
They're veteran.
I mean, the youngest.
Awesome actors.
Kristen Stewart and Jessica Chastain are probably the youngest, but they're so seasoned and so good at what they do. But yes, how could you pick a favorite of these amazing, talented, beautiful women?
So the Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Who has favorites?
Do we have any music for any creature music for the Eyes of Tammy Faye?
Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Do we have some like church music? Yeah. Now this is the story about the lady had like an air conditioner for a dog, right?
It's Jim Baker's wife.
There we go. How about Mission Bells? It'll be a little. There we go.
Give to us so I can have an air conditioner, a doghouse for my dog with gold bowls, and like
that's still too European. 20,000
square foot homes.
How about this?
I don't like when they take money from people and don't help people. Yeah,
that's a little more.
And she had lots of makeup on.
Yeah, here we go.
Bah.
Oh, that's Bach. You can't do Bach, man. There you go. This is with the crowd filling in.
The crowd coming in to hear her husband was a preacher. Yeah. Does anybody want to like share a little bit?
Of the Eyes of Tammy Faye?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an incredible story, and it's portrayed flawlessly by Jessica Chastain. And I think the makeup on this job was also amazing to make her look a certain way. I don't know enough about the real story of these guys other than it got scandalous.
They took a lot of money from people,
yeah,
and to use it to lavish to fund their lavish lifestyle.
It wasn't a real Christian thing that they did, but
she comes out looking good though. To Tammy Faye, she looks like she got like a compassionate kind of like a tragedy of a character,
a victim of you know, she wanted to do good, and she wanted to, you know, I think there's a scene. And this happened on TV, but there's a scene where she brings attention, where she has a young man who was suffering from AIDS, and she brought him on and pretty much said, how could you not love this person? You know, like, and it was really, really moving, and she was crying, and supposedly that really happened. So, yeah. You know, it's pretty intense.
But she liked to spend.
There was a lot of blowback by people that, you know, that are against the gay community. They're heavily fundamental, you know, religious people that are against that. So it was pretty intense for someone like Tammy Faye, who is one of the, you know, most reverend, you know, spokes people in pop culture for that group of people to do that. You know, it was kind of pretty intense. So that happens, and it's a great part of the movie where, you know, I think right there Jessica Chastain should get an award for that. You know,
and that's where Andrew Garfield, how did they cast it? Like, how did they know to cast Andrew? Because he looks like a young kid.
I know.
To play that husband that's a preacher.
Once you see it, you'll see how good it is. It's just,
so that's incredible acting and his casting.
Accent, yeah, he's just, I mean, these British actors are really setting a standard for everybody.
Well, you know, when I was
diversity, you know,
when I was a talent manager for actors, I met this kid that went to one of these royal acting schools, and they really have to study and go through this training. And he came out of that school where he's like, he kind of looked like an Andrew Garfield type. And I think he said Andrew Garfield was like 2 years ahead of him from the school that he went through. And it's like these really intense acting schools that really help you to be these amazing actors. And I guess like these days in USA, like if you're a TikTok star, you get to act or something like that, you know? I mean, so it's, you know, but that's why these people are Oscar nominees, because they really are versatile and are the real deal and know what they're doing.
Incredible.
And, yeah. So Nicole Kidman, like I just saw a documentary on I Love Lucy, and I Love Lucy, like, everyone loved her. She was a comedy genius. So to see a movie about being the Ricardos was interesting, because when you see the documentary with Lucy, it's amazing that transformation with, of you know, Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman. And she's like a staple, like, you know, she's always
and they're both up for the same. It's pretty incredible.
And Penelope Cruz, does anyone know, has anyone seen Parallel Mothers?
Or... Oh, yeah. That's an incredible movie.
Do you have any music for it, too?
Oh, God, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Movie for sound for Parallel. First of all, one of my all-time favorite composers is composed the music for this movie. And next to Johnny Greenwood, I think that this composer should be noticed because he's done so many films. He's a veteran. His name is Iglesias. Is it Roberto Iglesias? I can't remember. But incredible sounding, just a real craftsman. The music is always good in all Almodovar films. But back to Penelope Cruz's performance, I think that, you know, this story has a lot of complex emotion about being a mom and about losing a child and about, you know, dealing with issues of motherhood. So it was an incredible film. It was really intense to watch. And Almodovar, he makes the best film. He's so good at what he does. He's a craftsman. So really good. And Penelope's been in a lot of his movies. So there's a synergy there that is really strong. And I think that, you know, that's one reason why I think she's up for award, because of this synergy between her and the director and how good she is.
Yeah. And yeah, working with people, you're a little bit more comfortable. You feel more confident and safe to perform. So yeah. So should we go to something fun like animation?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's see.
But Olivia Colman, we didn't talk about.
Oh yeah.
Let's
talk about Olivia.
I think personally my favorite choice out of these five is Olivia Colman.
She was incredible in The Favorite. That's the first time I saw her.
Incredible.
Yeah, just out of control good.
And then, she was great in Father.
She was great in Fleabag. She was great in everything.
The Father, about, you know, dementia. She's just top-notch actress, you know, another British elite. But she really, in this movie, you just feel for her. And there's a little bit of crazy in there, too. And it's just incredible. And it's also about losing, you know, hard topic of losing a child and how to react with it. Pretty intense, but really beautiful. Anyway, okay, so.
So that was Olivia Colman and The Lost Daughter.
Yeah, so moving on.
So one of my favorites.
Animated feature film.
Yeah. My goal, hopefully. Yeah, we all have dreams. This is how you start. You watch the Oscars, you watch these Criterion films, and then one day your film's going to be nominated for animated feature film. That's my goal. Yeah, my dream. I wanted to make it reality so bad. So these are our nominees are
Encanto.
Encanto, Flea, Luca. It's kind of like the one word names for animation feature films so far. And then The Mitchells versus The Machines and Raya and The Last Dragon. Fun, huh? Those are some fun ones, right?
Yeah.
Anybody want to talk about Encanto? Encanto. Do we have some music for Encanto? Yeah, we need some music for that one.
And, you know, it's hard, you know, that's the thing about, you know, watching these screeners. All of these, I think, would have benefited watching these on a big screen, too. And I think that's a shame that, you know, you can't watch all of these you know, on the big screen, because it's really a disservice to the craft, you know. But let's see. This is the sound of New Mexico. Wait, New Mexico? How about Mexico City streets? Very busy. It's kind of very simple.
So Encanto, yeah. So Charlie, do you wanna
it's Disney. Well done, the characters, it's sweet, it touches your heart, there's a lot in there. Colombia, you know, it's kind of magical. And I think it brings the beauty of family together. So, you know, that's the best thing about it.
And it's an animated films. And, you know, just right now, I think family and kids, everyone needs something lighthearted and sweet and uplifting and joyful and happy and smiling. So, you know, Disney, legendary animation company, they're just on fire, you know, yeah, with their animation. And Bravo, Encanto.
Yeah, and, you know, the songs were by the same people that worked on Hamilton and Moana. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just, well, Disney animation is always, you know, rewarding. So Flea was amazing. Very serious and kind of more artistic the way it was put together. And very heavy, you know, but well done. You know, it's interesting because with Encanto, it's Disney and it's so much more produced and put together, and it's a dream world. And Flea is totally different. It's Danish made animated, you know, but it was done in a way where there was simple animation, and it was really cool. The simplicity of it is what draws you in, and there was real life footage put in there as well.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's just a really,
but it's more on the downer side, you know, more serious.
Yes. So you know, it's a story of a man who deals with, you know, the secret of being gay. You know, all of the things that you'd have to hide. But the thing is, it's in America, you know, it's difficult because, you know, it's just difficult because of pressure and depending on what your family background is. But in other countries, it's, you know, it's a death sentence. So, you know, this kind of touches that of how fleeing a country because you will get killed if you are known to be gay, you know. So fleeing the country for that reason is pretty intense, you know.
Yeah, and it's you think that we are in the 20th century, and there's still women that are beheaded, like, you know, there's just people, like, that's why everyone comes to America. It's America, where the land of freedom and where you can be safe, and there are, like, you know, there's, like, you know, there's little, like, when you go to the park, like, there's, like, different types of people there. But, like, I went the other day and there was this group of guys playing chess, and he had some sausages that he made. And, like, I was just watching because you want some sausages and Thursday wants some sausages. And they were from a different country, and they opened to me, and there was the little kids that spoke a different language, and they all wanted to pet Thursday, and I gave them little treats. So it's we blend here. America's always been blending, especially, you know, I'm Italian. When we first came over, they had a rough time coming over. They called them all kind of horrible names.
Yeah. And so a lot of people flee their countries to come to America, and, you know, this is a similar kind of thing, fleeing Afghanistan and ending up in Europe
or
you
Ukraine
know.
Right now.
Yeah, Ukraine. I mean, back to that, you know.
Yeah. So it's heavy hearts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but incredible. It was moving, very moving. And I don't even know that there was a piece of music at the end of that songwriter.